Good morning. My name is Mark Bowling with Black Sheep Productions. I am the guest host this morning of the Edge Challenge Call, and looking forward to being with you. Just to start out, Ted Lasso is one of my favorite shows of all time. It's on Apple TV Plus. I do enjoy it, even though there is some strong, as they call it, fruity language, as the English call it. The show is about Ted Lasso, a former American Division II football coach who's hired to coach an English soccer team in an attempt by its owner to spite her ex-husband. Ted has the challenge of winning over the skeptical English market with his folksy, optimistic demeanor while dealing with his inexperience in the sport. Characters in the show that start out not liking Ted end up falling in love with him, even though he drives them a bit nuts in the beginning. The change from being coaching football in the United States to coaching soccer in England doesn't change Ted. Instead, Ted impacts the people and the community, and he changes the people and the culture around him. I was thinking about this recently and wondering, who would people want to be more like, Ted Lasso or me? And let me stop you from going down a rabbit hole. At this point, I know that the purpose of my life is to point other people towards Jesus and to support them to become more like him and not like me. But for the people that don't know Jesus today, I just kind of ask myself, am I living in such a way that others would be curious and ask why I live the way that I do? Sometimes I think yes, and sometimes I'm not so sure. At no point in the Ted Lasso show has anybody asked Ted why he is so optimistic. But in 1 Peter 3:15, of course, we know that Paul writes, always be prepared to give an answer to everyone who asks you to give a reason for the hope that you have. Recently, I was talking to a Christian brother about wearing masks, and he was of the opinion that the government requiring masks was an imposition on his rights as an American. Now, I'm not going to turn this into a debate about masks or the potential overreach of federal or state governments, but when he asked me why I was wearing a mask, I said, well, I guess it's just a way to be able to show those people around me that I care about their health. And he said, well, I guess you're a better man than me. And I feel like I know this brother's heart. He isn't an unloving person. He's someone that truly is trying to live a life with Jesus as his model, and he's raising his kids the same way. I really kind of feel like his comment was probably more of an attempt at humor through self-deprecation. But it really made me think about me and myself and how I regularly put my own perceived rights, insecurities, and selfish desires ahead of what's better for my fellow man, whether I know them or not. In John 15, the apostle writes that there's no greater love than this, than to lay down one's life for one's friend. I don't think I have ever had the opportunity to lay down my life for a friend, but doesn't it seem like it would be a harder choice to give up my life than to give up a perceived right on a regular basis? In Romans 12, we find these words: therefore, I urge you, brothers and sisters, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is your true and proper worship. Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. And then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, perfect, and pleasing will. I know we've all heard those words before. One of the things that I've heard Andy Stanley say in the past, and it's been many years ago, he said that the problem with the living sacrifice is that they keep climbing off the altar. And I would add to that by saying that the more that we conform to the patterns of this world, whether it be not monitoring, kind of the thinking through the things that we're thinking about, the things we're watching, the people that we talked with, the conversations that we have, but by conforming to the patterns of the world and putting our own selfish desires and rights ahead of our fellow man, the more impossible it is to be a living sacrifice. And maybe that's where the challenge is for me, living every day, every hour, every minute as a living sacrifice to reflect the love and the compassion of our Heavenly Father to those that I come in contact with. If I choose to live a religious life based on Christian principles, that's one thing. I can use my knowledge of scripture to puff up myself and practically guarantee that I'll create a foul taste for Jesus in the mouths of just about anybody with whom I come in contact with. However, if I want to live my life as a disciple of Jesus, that's something completely different. I may not be called to make the sacrifice of my life the side of eternity for another person, But I do have the opportunity to make the ultimate sacrifice every day to seek opportunities to demonstrate my love for others by laying down a part of my life, regardless of what that might cost. And if you're striving to be a disciple of Jesus, the challenge is the same for you. Is there something that you need to sacrifice on the altar that will demonstrate God's love through you to those that you may come in contact with today? Whatever that is that God puts on your heart, consider it today and go be the edge.